AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
It's a lot of people who are.
I was his emotional buttress.
Excellent.
Excuse me?
Excellent.
Excuse me?
Excellent.
It's so hot.
The height of your accomplishments will equal the depth of your convictions.
Gong and Vic, Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app, going until 7 p.m. We have hit the halfway point. If you have just checked in, you've missed a lot.
Oh, so much!
We had our watch roll call.
We did all the watches we've been. We're on Vogel Watch right now. We talked to Brother Bob, Vic the Brick's brother.
91 years old, South Florida, singing show tunes from South Pacific. Hot sports takes. He called Dak Prescott a schmuck. It was something.
We talked to Jovan Buha about how bad the Lakers situation is.
Report, bad. Anything you miss, you can always relive on the iHeartRadio app.
We talked about the Australian Open. We talked about robot umps. We have some news about butthole eyes still to come.
Butthole eye news?
B-H-E-N.
B-H-E-N.
But now it's time for Three Things Thursday.
Well, like many that prognosticate, it wasn't too tough of a wild card round. Many people figured the 49ers were the better team in the San Francisco-Dallas matchup, picked the Niners to win on the road, and liked all the other favorites, and that's exactly
how it played out. I even asked Eric Dickerson about it. I was like, man, what's going to happen when they lose and Jerry Jones gets all freaking all prune-faced?
He got prune-faced.
Skinning up his face.
That's his natural look, though. But when he was prune-faced, I thought we had a team that could go all the way.
Got that grandkid in his suite with the perpetually broken arm. You know, that one kid you went to school with that always has a broken arm.
He's very active. Kid's not afraid. He's a hard charger is what that kid is, just like Jerry was when he was at Arkansas.
Yeah, you know what, Matt? Don't downplay it. You were hot all weekend. You picked all the games, and now you're going to run it back like Frank Vogel and the Lakers.
Here we go. Tomorrow, as this is Three Things and Not Four Things Thursday, Three Things Thursday, we will feature the three games that do not include the Rams and Bucks. That deserves a segment unto itself. So that will be delivered tomorrow. All of these games, as you would suspect, very tight. Remember this. The divisional round is regularly the best, most competitive weekend of NFL foosball. For whatever reason, the conference championships sometimes disappoint, and the Super Bowl, as it did last year, sometimes disappoints. But the divisional round, when it's shaved...
Historically.
Yes. To these eight teams, produces special... compelling moments. You will hear all the games here, and it will start with Titans Bengals. Last week, in their defeat of the Raiders, a game which saw Mike Mayock, their fearless general manager, be fired, made out to be a scapegoat for the failings of the Silver and Black, who have not won a playoff game since 2002. The victors, Cincinnati, winning their first playoff game in 31 years. Congratulations to that fine city. The 513, beautiful renewal. The downtown area really coming to life. Bengals fans.
You sound like Vic.
A little bit. who had so much to hang their heads over, so much promise.
My brother had a talk with Paul Brown.
The Andy Dalton, Marvin Lewis coach teams that couldn't win playoff games.
Poor Carson Palmer when he got his leg knocked off by the Steelers.
That was the year. That was the year they were going to make the run. And unfortunately, that very large Polynesian man fell right into his leg. And that
first
was
that. Series.
First series. And it was on a hell of a pass, too, downfield to Chad Johnson. So here we go. Titans are favored by 3.5. The Titans are the most, and by the Titans, I mean Ryan Tannehill, who has found new life with his new address after a series of disappointments in the city of Miami.
Seems like that's where people go to be disappointed. You heard Brother Bob.
Yeah, right. He said they haven't had S since Marino. Ryan Tannehill is the most play-action-dependent quarterback, and for those wondering why his numbers have slumped since the injury to Derrick Henry, perhaps it's because the teams are no longer honoring the play-action as much as they once were.
They don't have the 6 foot, 5, 260-pound running back anymore this week? No! Okay, maybe keep one of those guys back. Keep one of those guys back in the secondary.
It would likely explain why his numbers took such a dramatic dip. However, even without Derrick Henry for the last 10 weeks...
He's been good. They're a good team.
What is it you always say about running backs that maybe have been out for a little while?
Guys like us. We're a dime a dozen.
I believe they...
But if you...
Guys like us... We are a dime.
It happens to your legs.
If you're a young dude doing squats and stuff and, you know, just on the practice squad or maybe like the third string back and you haven't got a lot of reps, suddenly you can become MC Fresh Legs.
MC Fresh Legs.
And when MC Fresh Legs comes in there, like in November, and his fresh legs just start running all over the place and exploding, like Rashad Penny was the ultimate MC Fresh Legs.
Late in the season, everyone's beat to hell.
Seattle.
He's done squat his whole career.
Which is not to say that, you know, that you're not a good back. I mean, you were obviously a good back, but that's how running backs flash. And look, a couple 12-yard runs, you get confidence, you start to do different things and try different things. And the more reps you get, if you can remain healthy, your fresh legs could carry you into a new career.
This is a tough... Oh. At least pick up on the 50-year option.
Well, the ultimate.
Let's get another look-see.
Terrell Davis is the ultra fresh legs. Played nose guard in high school. Barely sniffed the field at Long Beach State in Georgia.
Canceled the program.
Barely played in Georgia.
Gets to Denver.
Got to Denver.
Whabam!
Fresh legs!
Hall of Famer. Love TD. The Titans get no respect. Buck Sexton, Clay Travis, they're pissed. What the hell?
You know, they can talk about it on the EIB.
Number one seed, they get the bye. They ain't got to worry about Trey Hendrickson coming in with a rolled ankle. They don't have to worry about Larry Ogunjobi going on the IR.
And they have another week with to get King Henry back.
King Henry back. You know what the Titans did this year?
To watch the throne.
The Titans beat the Bills. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the 49ers. They beat the Rams. They beat playoff teams. Versus the Bills. Derrick Henry had 143 yards and 3 touchdowns against the number one scoring, number one rushing, number one passing, and number one overall defense. 143 and 3 touchdowns. Versus the Chiefs, the Titans jumped them 24-0 and then just sat on the ball the rest of the way and led the clock. It was early. Okay, it was early. Patrick Mahomes lost a fumble and threw 2 picks. Okay.
That was when they were like, we don't know who we are anymore.
We've lost our way. We may not make the playoffs.
I remember that.
But they jumped them 24-0.
And the Chargers and the Raiders couldn't shut the door, Matt.
They couldn't shut the door. They had their opportunity. In that game, Derrick Henry threw a touchdown pass. Ryan Tannehill threw a touchdown pass. Ryan Tannehill ran for a touchdown. It was 27-3. They sat on the ball. Took the air out of it. Played the clock. They jumped the Rams 21-3. There was no King Henry. Ryan Tannehill was not sharp. But they did it with their wildly underrated defense. They got Harold Landry coming off the edge. They got one of the most feared interior tackles in Justin Simmons getting that push in the middle. They have arguably the best safety in the game in Kevin Byard.
Let's go Middle Tennessee, Blue Raiders.
Oh, got a pick six. The first of those 3 in a row for Stafford set the tone. And versus San Francisco, they were able to do what many say they can. Crawl out of a hole. Down 10-0 to one of the best defensive teams in the league. They score 17 unanswered. And then when the 49ers tie it up, they run a 2-minute drill and score the game-winning field goal at zeros. This is a team that has won every way imaginable.
So you're saying the Titans aren't getting the love they deserve?
Saying everybody's just pointing to Joe Burrow and how magical he is, and I get it. They're even using his middle name. They're so excited about him. Oh, you see what Joseph Lee Burrow's done these last 3 weeks? That's how the stories start. 100-plus passer rating in each of his last 5 games. Only other quarterback that's done that in the league this year is Aaron Rodgers. That is the longest active streak. His last 3 games, he's done something that's never been done in NFL history. 1,200 yards passing, 10 pass TDs, and 0 interceptions. No, and that includes the playoff game against the Raiders. There is no denying Joe Burrow is special. And it's one thing to slow down the offense when you got a Matt Stafford that's all willy-nilly with the football, a Patrick Mahomes that's throwing more interceptions in the first 5 games than he had in his entire career, and a Buffalo Bills team that did score 31 points against him in a shootout with Josh Allen. Now you got to take on old Butthole Eyes Burrow. You got to try to figure out, where am I committing my resources?
Butthole Eyes Joe Burrow.
Okay, second down and 9.
Am I committing it to the box and that 234-pound 4-4? Okay, that guy deserves a second chance, all right? I believe in second chances.
Okay, second down and 9. Okay.
Joe Mixon, hell of a player.
Or you're going to commit resources there. Guess what? You're talking one-on-ones with these 6'2", 215-pound receivers like T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase just rewrote the record books for rookie receivers. What do you do? Well, I, for one, subscribe to the theory in football that, you know, you got to take your lumps. The Bengals ended a 30-year playoff win streak drought. That's a hell of a season. They won the AFC North when they were picked to finish last. Hell of a season. This is going to be too tough of a mountain to climb.
Oh, Matt.
Against these Titans.
So what's going to happen to the Raiders? What happened to the Raiders? Happened to the Bengals? Hey, way to go. Take your consolation
slap
prize.
Slap on the ass. Smoke up, Johnny.
Rusty the bailiff has some papers for you to sign on your way out.
However, it'll be a tight contest.
Okay.
Final score, Titans 21, Bengals 20. Chiefs, favored by the slimmest of margins. Remember, the home team always gets 3.
They're racist. Chop.
Oh, Bill doesn't like it. It's a G-damn shame. -1.5. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes will be the first opposing quarterbacks to ever meet in a playoff game after each threw 5 touchdown passes the previous week in a postseason game. Allen, first player in NFL history with 5-plus pass TDs, 50-plus rush yards, and an 80-plus completion percentage in a single game.
That's Coach Bowles' guy.
And that was against the, what's it like, Sean? Going up against a defensive genius like Bill Belichick. What's it like?
Look on the other side, and it's just so intimidating to see a guy like
Belichick. What's it like? You see him standing there, and he's running out of the ball. What's it like having to try to deal with that twice a year?
They both had, like, perfect football games.
Yes. 7 drives. They never faced a fourth down. Not only did the Bills never kick and never punt, but they never faced a fourth down against the vaunted defensive attack of the Patriots. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes scored on his final 6 drives. So there's
that. But still saddled with that brother and wife.
The wife, I believe, is fine.
Have you heard her scream?
The brother is a bit of an issue.
They're a package deal.
Mahomes has averaged over 300 passing yards per game in the regular season in his career. That is the highest in NFL history, as you would expect. And now he's going to be taking on a Bills defense that allows, on average, 163 pass yards per game. Advantage Buffalo. Especially in the cold, whipping winds of Arrowhead Stadium. Now, this wasn't the tipping point. This was when the chips were down and the talking heads embraced the bait on TV, really started burying the Chiefs. Was after the Week 5 game against Buffalo. Mahomes threw another 2 interceptions.
We don't know who we are.
He fumbled twice.
What are we doing?
Josh Allen threw 3 touchdowns. He ran for another. It was a
Andy Reid watch.
Have we just seen a passing of the torch?
Oh, wow.
I mean, there is no denying that Patrick Mahomes was a bright, shining star, but did it shine so bright that it burnt out too fast?
Like a comet.
And now he's handing the mantle to Josh Allen Is that what we're talking? That was the conversation. Understandably, Josh Allen's had a great season. He had some hiccups, some peaks, some valleys. But I do believe there is something to be put into that game at Arrowhead, even though there was a weird lightning delay. And it seemed like the Chiefs came out and just weren't themselves. Like, I don't know, maybe they had a bunch of booze in the locker room or something, and the Bills didn't. And they weren't ready to play when things resumed.
You think they had some Henny on ice?
Maybe, you know, because the Bills just seemed to pour it on after that. But I do think there is something to take away from knocking off the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And that is, you can play your game, and you don't have to freak out and lose your mind the second you pull into Arrowhead and the greatest tailgate in all the NFL. And, oh, we've got to score touchdowns in every one of our drives. Field goals for touchdowns isn't going to work here. We've got to go for it on fourth down. You don't have to get out of character when the Bills played their game. They ran the ball. They had a balanced attack. And they smoked the Chiefs. They forced turnovers. And there's got to be confidence there that you don't have to break from what you normally do and get out of your comfort zone in order to get a win against this team. You're plenty capable doing it the way you want to do it. Last week, they were balanced, shellacked the Patriots. This week, they can go in with some confidence. And you know what? I'm taking the dog. Outright winner, Buffalo,
wow,
34, Kansas City, 28.
Sending Andy Reid back to Marshall High School without a ring?
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Thanks, Chris.
Go Bills!
For we are here to cheer for you.
Packers minus 4.5. This is the biggest line of the week. Did you know that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are below 500 in the playoffs since they won Super Bowl 45 back in 2011? 7-8 is their record since that was, again, supposed to be. They're going to forget about Brett Favre in a hurry.
They've lost at least one every year if they've made the playoffs since then.
Rodgers 0-3 in the playoffs against the 49ers. Not crazy about historical stats, but I am in this case. And here is my one concern about the Packers when it comes to these 49ers. Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, good-looking, well-manicured, beautifully coiffed assistants under Kyle Shanahan. When Shanny was in Washington, he hired both of these guys.
Yeah, a lot of good-looking guys.
To learn under him. And he has had McVay's number, and he has had LaFleur's number. Even though he has not always had the best roster out on that field.
Because he knows that deep down they're two fancy pants.
Fancy pants, and they look across that sideline, and they see him, and they make that weird SpongeBob face. They just get weirded out. And they start calling weird plays, and they're dancing in the end zone with Tyler Higbee.
They overthink it.
Shanahan gets in their head. It makes no sense that Jimmy Garoppolo is 2-1 against Aaron Rodgers. By no means do they have the better roster.
I saw you kiss a man at Madam's organ, and I will hold it over you for the rest of your life.
LaFleur has won 13 games in each of his first three seasons, the first coach in the history of the NFL to do that. Now, if he wins this game, he will join Jim Harbaugh as the only head coaches since the 1970 merger to make three straight conference championships in their first three seasons as head coaches. But I just can't get over the...
You can't get over that they...
That they freak out.
Like how Red Bow U had it over Henry Winkler?
Exactly right, with the notebook. So that's the question.
Things are going to get awful physical.
Is it just the notebook?
If you don't give me that notebook right now, things around here are going to get awful physical. Freaking Jerry Reed.
That's right. R.I.P. Jerry Reed. This is the toughest one. Aaron Rodgers has 20 touchdown passes, no interception, and a damn near perfect passer rating in his last seven games.
You know, you miss one of these games, Matt, you're going to be called a dumbass.
I know.
Even though all your other games might be right.
6-0.
You miss one of these, they're going to call you a dumbass. They're going to call you things like, you're a dumbass. I don't want to take a picture of that dumbass.
Dumbass! I can't do it, Sally.
Can't do what?
I can't take Jimmy Garoppolo. Not after watching him completely melt down against the Cowboys in the second half and nearly hand that game back to the boys.
Don't be that
I just
way.
Can't do it. I can't see Garoppolo, that beautiful Italian-American out of Eastern Illinois, doing it back-to-back weeks, being saved by a defense that really got busted
up. So you're
going to
pick the chump from Chico?
I am. I'm going to pick the MVVP. No, the MVNVP. the most valuable non-vaccinated player. I'm going to pick.
He might not even be that. Is Tyreek Hill back?
I don't know. I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say final score, 28-18. Well, Packers by double digits.
I hope it's worth dancing with the devil.
The devil. 28-18 Packers.
I hope it's worth it for you.
34-28 Chiefs. I'm sorry. 34-28 Bills over the Chiefs. And 21-20 Titans over the Bengals.
Matt just picked John Wick.
Wait, do you guys see my Halloween costume? It's going to blow your mind.
My pick is with Wick. We'll be back with more PMF. We have Butthole Eyes news. We have some Cowboys corrections. And celebrity party news.
I think that girl that was crying in the Cowboy game was not crying about the Cowboys.
No, something happened.
Something happened to that girl.
She got gut punched.
Yeah, something happened. Her boyfriend went to get a beer and he left his phone. And he was sexting with someone and saw it.
She saw somebody.
Yeah, that was not right. Someone from NBC should have... There should have been someone there to correct what they were doing. Say, don't go back to her. That doesn't look right.
It didn't look right.
No.
More PMS to come. And don't forget, tomorrow is a super flex. See, why is she crying?
Why is he crying?
Right? It's a restaurant thing. This show starts at 1.
It's Casa Real.
Tomorrow.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. 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 Now.
Trust and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Do not miss. We gave it away yesterday. Shaq's Funhouse LA. It's presented by FTX. February 11th, part of Super Week. It's part concert. It's part carnival. It's big game weekend's most over-the-top event. Lil Wayne going to be there. Zed going to be there. Diplo going to be there. They got a full carnival midway. When you buy your tickets, you get food and an open bar included. And get your tickets now because prices go up as the days go by.
What kind of food?
The food is included with your purchase of tickets.
So you're telling me it's free food?
Well, not really, because you have to buy a ticket to get in.
But once
you get in, the food and the bar is included.
But it said free food, and now it doesn't.
It does. It just seems a little odd to say the food is free when you've got to buy a ticket.
Well, it's all free if we give it to you.
We are not giving away tickets today, though. We were able to give them away yesterday. So you can buy them now
this
at Shaq's Funhouse.
Heck of an event.
.com.
And the food is free.
The food is technically free after you purchase a ticket. You must purchase a ticket.
What if somebody gets there
the
first
food?
And eats all the food?
Well, then you're in real trouble. You're going to be upset because you were told the food is free.
Right?
I guess you just liquid diet, open bar. Get after that.
Is that free?
Yes. Open bar, food included. Well, food and drinks included.
I want to know what I'm getting into.
Food and drinks included with the purchase of a ticket at shacksfunhouse.com.
I'm just trying to figure out what I'm getting
into. Well, we're going. So you're going to figure it out on Friday night. We have to be there. They want great sports talk live in between the Zed and Diplo set.
I'm staying for one beat drop, and then I'm out. All right, first, an update, and I'm sorry about this. It's not that big of a story, I guess, but I do feel like it has to be done. Corrections and retractions.
Corrections and retractions.
As your Wyoming Cowboy football show of record.
What the hell? How are you going to piss them off?
I felt as if we had let folks know a lot earlier in the week about what was going on with Wyoming. And I think our people are entitled to know that I was wrong about one thing. Isaiah Nayor, the wide receiver, the excellent wide receiver, one of the excellent offensive players that is leaving Laramie, is not going to Tennessee, as I reported. But today announced that he was going to Texas.
Bruce Feldman got nothing to worry about.
The super team. Well, Tennessee was doing a victory lap with the guy, but it's not like I was breaking news.
Feldman wasn't reporting it.
Well, he still left Wyoming. Feldman's worried about, like, who's going to QC in South Florida. This is big news.
I can't wait.
We got to figure out why everybody's leaving. Why the hell is everybody leaving Laramie?
Why?
Naor is going to play with Sark. He's going to ride the range with Steve. He is also originally from Texas. And Matt, it gives us an opportunity to wonder again. What's going on with Coach Bowl? Since December 21st, when we saw his FM disc jockey wife, Leah Bowl, a.k.a. Ryan Kelly, after the Pokes won the Idaho Potato Bowl, there's been a mass exodus. Do you think those things are related?
Yes, directly. Pick a lane. You want to be married to a celebrity FM radio disc jockey? Or you want to commit to this football team in Wyoming? Because she's doing her business in Fargo, and I feel like you got one foot in that state and one foot here, Coach.
Well, sorry for the...
Ryan Kelly with 104.7 Popstar FM. It is race week with the Fargo Marathon, and we're down to single digits for getting all these races underway. Mark, please.
Fargo Marathon.
There is a... Kate asked me, why isn't anybody diving deep into this story? And I said, they are. We read from the Casper Star or whatever yesterday. And or 2 days ago, and they said, the sky's not falling. But sorry for the bad information. Naor is headed to Texas, not Tennessee, officially announced today. No word on Jackson Dart and where he might end up. He was flirting with Kiffin out in Ole Miss, though, was Dart.
Not a bad idea.
I thought he was at Oklahoma, too.
Yeah, he'd been around there, too.
He posted a picture with some dude.
And
he
posted a picture with Kiffin.
Yeah, uniformed up. Like, yeah, look at us.
Yeah, they're all getting...
Sooner Boomer.
They're all getting recruited, secondarily recruited.
Can I ask a dumb question? Does he wear the eye black everywhere he goes, or is that only on game day?
It's unfortunate.
I mean, I would. It's your signature.
Well, how do you know? He had a shield in front of his eyes there on his helmet. You couldn't tell.
The worst part was at Ole Miss, he stood right by the Mississippi, and somebody confused him for Anakin Skywalker, and they cut off his legs.
Did he have the high
ground? I had the high ground! Cut his legs right off. So I don't know if anybody's going to want him anymore. We don't know about JT Daniels and where he's going to end up.
I mean, you know where he's going to end up.
And what about Brew McCoy?
Package deal. Modern day JT Brew, former SC transfers.
Where?
Package deal.
Eastern Michigan? Take that $1 million that Caleb Williams left, Charlie Batch pay you?
I could see it.
Let's go Eagles. Any other players of note in the transfer portal we'll be tracking. Stay tuned for more information on the Petros and Money Show, the off-season transfer portal tracker show of record. I do have this story, Matt, which is, I think, important to get into right now because things have never been hotter in the world of entertainment.
Tech updates and celeb sex tapes.
Your daughter's a pop star, you know.
Stars and space.
Consumer advocates. Working on it.
Movie goer threats.
In the night, sports report.
I certainly hope I don't have to face these problems.
Oh, well, these are problems, Matt. As you know, when I say BHE, what do you think?
Big head.
BHE.
Butthole eye.
Yeah!
Pete Davidson. Oh, butthole eyes.
Pete Davidson is still dating Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Apparently.
Not surprised by that.
And apparently it's changed him. Now, this is not the first famous person he's dated. He dated all kinds of famous people. Ariana Grande.
Right.
He was Kate Beckinsale's young Big Puzo butthole eyes boy toy.
They like butthole eyes.
Yeah, a lot of girls
You would think they wouldn't, but they do.
But apparently Kim Kardashian is the one that's pushed him across the edge and made Pete Davidson the once likable king of Staten Island or Coney Island or whatever.
King of...
Coney.
Coney, yeah. No, I think you're right. King of Staten Island, I think, was the name of the... Right?
I think it's Coney. I slightly remember the...
King of Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I remember the Ferris wheel.
It was the Warriors.
Coney. I guess it's making him act like a little bitch.
What do you mean?
Like Kim Kardashian. According to Page Six, he's been a little bitch ever since Kim Kardashian's been dating with him.
Like a bitch, like he want to make sure he doesn't do anything wrong, so she dumps him?
Like he's been a little bitch, like he didn't show up to SNL to rehearsal, and he still got on the show, which is unheard of!
Right.
In SNL.
Can't do that.
And ever since Kanye West threatened to beat him up in a rap song, and I believe Kanye West is like 5'7".
Pete's a pretty big guy.
Well, he's hired extra security since Kanye West has threatened to beat him up, which is drawing a lot of criticism, a lot of, hey, you're a little bitch type of criticism.
Because he hired all the security?
Because he hired extra security.
Yeah, that's
maybe. And,
sounds accurate then.
And he's running around with Kim Kardashian.
I guess he's got him in the height category, but Pete probably does not have a single ounce of muscle on that body.
I don't know, Matt. You know, I've never seen him with his shirt off. I can't tell if he's swole like Kate's, like Willie the gardener when he just rips off his shirt, or if he rips off his shirt and he looks like Mr. Smithers. I can't tell you.
He's got a lot of tattoos. We know that.
Yeah, he is tatted up.
And oh, he's got some removed, too, by the way. He's had multiple ones removed, and ex-girlfriends are pissed.
There's a photo of Pete with his shirt off.
Let me see here. Freaking swole!
He's got a little...
That guy's swole, Matt. God damn, he's swole.
He has a rock star front man. He's got the rock star front man build.
Yeah,
it looks like there's muscles, but it's just because there's no weight on that body.
Wreck a hotel room body.
Yeah.
Get arrested in leather pants at the Sunset Marquee, then pushing your head into the car after you beat up your supermodel girlfriend and wreck the hotel room. There it is. Yeah, he's a little bitch.
Yeah,
no wonder he hired extra security. So that's the latest. And did you hear about like the new like cool guy celeb parties that are going on? Like all the celebs that are in the news are all getting together at once.
What do you mean?
And taking pictures. You didn't see the video from that party?
No.
You know who was at that party?
Who?
Kanye, his new girlfriend, Julia Fox.
Julia.
Fox. Madonna.
Madonna?
Sitting there, 60 years old.
How'd she look? She looked good?
It looked like a husk of corn. But she had her tongue out, all sexual. Like, imagine your mom sitting there, like with her tongue out.
What do you do? I saw the Like a Prayer video. Sometimes you just got to take the
hit. Yeah, that was 30 years ago.
Get it where you can.
30 years, man. And it had a Floyd Mayweather.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What party was this?
It was a party. Antonio Brown was there.
It was over the weekend in Hollywood. They go to these, like, warehouses or condos, and they just hang out together.
You don't get it, Matt.
It's like a Hollywood Hills sort of like house party.
Very limited, though. It's just like the who's who.
They were like on a couch, and it was like, what's, and they were listening to like a song. And I was like, what you gonna do wearing all that junk? And it was like a picture of Madonna going, and it was like, what is this?
What is happening?
Like, what's going on? Like,
This is like a what up with that.
It was almost so odd that you would think that like pretty soon like Mike Bone is going to show up. Right. Like, or Brandon Staley or just like some random like Lamar Odom's going to walk in.
Oh, here we go. Now I got it. What the hell?
Yeah, right?
What is that? Kanye, Julia Fox, Madonna, Antonio Brown. Man.
Right?
That is weird.
Has the world gone mad?
That is weird. Madonna's wearing biker gloves. I think Floyd Mayweather was wearing, like, knee pads and high socks. What is going on in the world?
Well, that's the latest, Matt. Sorry about the Wyoming bad news about Nayor. We'll let you know about all the transfers as they come up.
We are your Laramie Wyoming show.
We've been on it.
And you effed it up.
Pete Davidson is a little batch, and celebrity parties are cringeworthy. Super cringeworthy, man. We'll be back with a Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup. A lot of pushback against you, Cates. You!
Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
Still hanging on the wall.
Sports and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere. On the iHeartRadio app as your home of Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium. Remember, we are also your home of the NFL playoffs, which means all weekend long we have all the games. Bengals, Titans, 49ers, Packers. That doubleheader on Saturday, you'll hear it right here. Actually, you'll hear the late game on AM 1150. And then Sunday, we got Bills, Chiefs. Tonight, we got UCLA basketball. They're in Utah, taking on the Utes. We also have off-season Dodger talk tonight. Tomorrow, we got the Superflex. Clips, Sixers, tip-off at 4. That means we will be on early. If you have access to either an AM radio or the iHeartRadio app, you will hear us live in the moment on a Superflex from 1 until 3 p.m.
All right. Right now it is time for the Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup brought to you by Chevrolet.
Sold out to Chevy.
That's right. Get into the brand new Chevy Silverado. Strong for all the roads ahead. This is regarding our conversation yesterday, our in-depth conversation about Tim Kates' rejection of my favorite radio station, 106.9 The Eagle. Screaming across the walls of the Coachella Valley. And Kates turned it off. Turned it off because he didn't like the first three songs that the Eagle offered him. The Eagle offered him three beautiful, shiny, white eggs from her nest.
Beautiful three-song set.
And Kates rejected it.
Nice balance, a little bit of everything.
And speaking of balance, Matt, there's been balance on the Secret Textoso line regarding pushback. This text says this. Regarding the Desert Eagle music talk, for the first time in the 16-year history of PMS, I am leaning to the side of Tim Kates.
Way to hit the post.
For two reasons. One, you indeed have built up the Eagle to be a classic rock station. So if you hear Michael Jackson and his most famous of the Boo Boobler's sister, Janet, in the same 10 minutes, you might at least be confused, if not disappointed. Expecting to hear old white dudes grinding out shredders, instead you get 80s pop, it throws you off. Two, you guys ruined Escapade for at least a year because you bombarded us with it. That's on you.
It was only for a week.
Just like the fat burger turning into a pita pit. I say, you go back up on the hill.
You go back up on the hill.
It is a fair point. The Eagle was the desert's equivalent of Arrow 93.1.
Well, this one says, and just for extra sauce, and this is the same text, on this flamer, money is the reason we have Papa Roach. And he went backstage with the Pet Shop Boys to see chicks, and it turns out he and his buddy realized we're the chicks.
It's true.
What the F does he know? You go back up on the hill.
Wait a minute.
Kates is wrong about so many things, especially regarding music. But this time, I'm on his side. I take your point, Matt. But we got to get in where we fit in the desert.
Well, we have to adapt.
We do.
You know, do we dig our feet in the sand and just scream for the days of yore? Or do we adapt? Because, hey, this is a pretty good product.
It's a good song. Here comes another text. P podcasting yesterday's show when you and Money lambasted Kates for supposedly defaming the Eagle. I never agreed with Kates on anything in the nearly 13 years I've listened to the show. But 2022 is apparently the year when, just like Jim Garrison said in JFK, white is black, black is white. You and Money are wrong. Drunk with power after beating Vic's flaccid beard to a plata y negra pulp. You've lost sight of your senses. Kate shouldn't have to listen to 80s pop when he's wearing his pit vipers, sipping down his giant Mountain Dew, hand on his six-shooter, dreaming of retirement in Montana as he blasts down the Coachella Valley. For shame.
For shame!
Those are two long, strong, worded support texts in your favor, brought to you by Chevrolet.
Yeah, Kates was able to stake a position, I believe, on the ground of Escapade. I think if there's no Escapade and it's Phil Collins in the air tonight, We Will Rock You Queen and Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, I don't think he has a lick of support. But when he played Escapade, because Billie Jean, for all intents and purposes, is a rock song.
Sure it is.
I mean, it's a rock song. Escapade, eh.
I'd take Dirty Diana over Escapade.
Certainly.
Listening to you chastise Cates on the podcast over his refusal to stick with the Eagle. Is 90s on 9 and Lithium on Sirius XM acceptable? Not when you're driving around the freaking desert.
I can't do the Lithium.
No.
When they go from Alice in Chains into Stone Temple Pilots into Stained into Nirvana, it's too much. It's way too much. It's not pretty good. It's way too much. It's like, okay, all these people
My
are
favorite
dead.
Song from the 90s was Smells Like Teen Spirit. That's what Tim Cates said on a Spectrum Sportsnet last time there was a lockout.
It was 90s week last week. What was the best song of the 90s?
I mean, Little Black Backpack by Stroke 9, obviously.
I mean, anything, Tim, but that. Jeez, so generic.
I thought it was pretty good.
And then Vic, I love the Nirvana. Go rate us. Do you like me again?
Did you see my tweets?
Are you my friend again? This one's about Matt. The thing that is special about Matt is that even when he's busy miterating all over Kurt Rambis, he still finds a way to not only let out a little fart right into the face of Dan Wojcicki, but also explain, I like Kurt Rambis. As he's shaking his boots so dry. Truly a masterwork. Somebody.
You can like the person and not like the behavior.
Lol, just like Derek Carr
That's
with
right.
the Gruden.
You can like the person but not like the behavior.
Well, you love the man.
Right? I hate the sin. Okay? Love the man. I hate the sin. Oh. I do like that I blew a little bit of a fart when he was fresh. It would, yep.
Take that, Wojcicki. We'll be back with more PMS. We got a whole other hour of great sports talk headed your way on AM570 LA Sports on this Crunchy Groovin' Thursday. Before we get to David Vasse and the new Dodger GM, Brandon Gomes, then to UCLA taking on Utah in Salt Lake.
Utah!